All right, I'll start with the injuries. Anthony Smith had an ankle. X-rays were negative. He did not return. Patrick Lee had an ankle injury, was retaped and returned. And Atari Bigby had a hamstring and did not return.
Is there... Like, how satisfying is it to come in here and knock off the Vikings pretty much in?
Well, we're really not concerned about, you know, their standings and where they're going with the playoffs. You know, our focus was clearly on getting this division win. Tough building to play in. I just can't give the players enough credit. You can see this building through the week. I thought our work throughout the practice was outstanding. It was very important for us to play well because when you have the preparation week, you know, like we had this week, and you want it to carry over to Sunday. And it absolutely did. We knew coming into the game, and if we would take care of the football, zero giveaways, you know, play disciplined football, that was reflected in the, you know, the zero penalties. And we just felt very confident that our defense was going to take the football away. Wanted to start on defense today to challenge their offense, and you know, had the ability to also get the ball in the second half. So our players did an excellent job executing our plan. And anytime you win 31-3 on the road, especially in the Metrodome, that's a big win. We're 7-3, and that's the facts. We're a good football team. We've always knew we're a good football team, but we have 7 wins, 3 losses. We had an opportunity coming up here in 7 days in Atlanta. It's important for us to take the things that from today that we can do better. We'll do that over the next 2 days. Make sure we correct that, and Wednesday morning we'll crank it up and get ready for Atlanta. We're looking through the, you know, we're looking. We got our foot on the gas, hands on the wheel. We're looking straight ahead. So, that's what you have to do in November. This is the best time of year for football. November football is critical because it gets you into December when it counts.
Mike, talk about the play of Greg Jennings. The plays he made, the catches he made,
yeah, Greg's outstanding. He's, you know, just the way, you know, A, the route running, you know, B, the yards after the catch. You know, we felt that if they were going to give us the one-on-ones. In space that we're going to be able to take advantage of it. They played exclusive a lot of 2 deep early. You know, we struggled there, I think, the first, maybe second series. I had 1 sack we had made a mistake on a protection. But then after that, I thought our offense played in very good rhythm. Aaron kept us in very good plays at the line of scrimmage. We managed the crowd noise. Excellent. I can't say enough about our fans. They were awesome. It was a great day for the Green Bay Packers.
What personally do you think Aaron took last year's 8 sack in the offensive line?
Well, I mean, it's a performance that, you know, we obviously had a look at throughout the offseason, and it's something that we looked at again this week, and it's something he definitely learned from. I mean, for him to extend the plays today, the time, you know, the number of times that he did and the big plays to come off of it, I think he clearly learned from his experience last year.
Mike, you're up 10-3, and Minnesota's driving.
Okay.
What do you think of Tremont Williams' interception?
Huge. I mean, anytime you take away and the way he jumps that route, I mean, they had a little momentum on the drive. You know, it was a 1-score game. That's a big play in the game, no doubt about it. You know, Tremont's he's having a heck of a year. But we're very confident as a defense to come in here and you know to shut this offense down and have the opportunity to take the football away, and we were able to do that today.
From your vantage point, did you sense the frustration on the Vikings sideline?
No. I don't even look over there. I'm just concentrating on my own sideline. That's really for you to say. I love the way we're playing. We're confident. You know, I've never deferred a coin toss in my career here. And there's a number of factors that go into making that decision. And we're playing excellent defense. We're playing outstanding adversity defense. And that's why we wanted to get started with our defense, get on the field today, and get going. So. Very pleased with the job the defense has done, particularly the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Like, what were the factors that went into
the side? I really don't want to get into all that. I mean, I think they're very obvious. I mean, that's something you look at week to week, and that's why you study film. It's part of your game plan. It's something that, you know, I felt on Friday in our game management meeting, and the more I thought about it, the more it made sense, and it worked out today.
Mike, we've given up just 1 touchdown in the last 2 weeks. You mentioned it.
Well, we're number 1 in the league in scoring defense, and for good reason. So, our guys are doing an excellent job. The defensive staff's doing an excellent job. But you know, we got a lot of football, you know, ahead of us. We played 10 games, so we got 6 left, and we get to go to Atlanta in 7 days, and we're excited about that.
Mike, did you see something from Nance this week?
Definitely. Dimitri, he's earned this opportunity. It's time really to get him going, to give him some opportunities. I mean, he's a fine young running back, so it was great to give him some carries. And we need to continue to grow with him and Brandon. So I was pleased to finally get that rotation going.
Did that do it?
All right. Thank you.